I think both of these papers highlighted the fact that when we look at things like tumor grade, there's actually a fairly poor concordance between pathologists. It's a point that's been made in both of these papers. They had separate pathologists that were looking at that. So not only grade, not only ER status, not only HER2 status, I think those are important clinical characteristics of tumors, but there's actually not great concordance across institutions. And similarly, RT-PCR looking at proliferation indices are probably better than assays used in individual institutions, which was also demonstrated and reported in both of these papers.
Peter, I produced a version of adjuvant that uses the recurrence score as well as the others just from the NSABP publications and the relative risks in those publications. And I never actually published that. But I think that as the data is strengthened from other sources such as this, that that is appropriate. And hopefully, perhaps working together with the NSABP, such a model will actually be put forth. Because I think that their test does have, as was shown, independent predictive power. Perhaps it's the most powerful thing. I want to mention one thing about such tests, by the way, that's a little bit unfair. And it's something to be aware of. And that is that if you take a group of variables, each one of which is relatively low, and now you group them together, okay, now they look better in a multivariate analysis and knock out a bunch of other things and make them look weak. Whereas if that's not the appropriate way to do it, though, the appropriate way to do it, and it's been done in the SABP papers, is to say, how good a model could we make without including this so that everything that might be subsumed in the test has a chance to shine through? And then you actually include it and show that the model is a more predictive model. And that's an important point because sometimes clustering things together will make other things look unimportant, whereas if they were given a chance on their own, they would potentially be as powerful.
Dabu?
So this brings up the issue that has been brought up before, and that is if you have a given recurrence score by the Oncotype assay or by some other gene profile assay, is there room for variation within that score? So let's say you take 100 people with a recurrent score of 30. Would the ones that have smaller tumors and lower grade tumors actually do better? So can we cast aside the other factors? And this is very important in the case we heard earlier where a tubular cancer gave a really high recurrent score. My reaction would be to sort of lower that score. And of course, I don't know if that's appropriate or not. The Kaiser data was interesting in that the substrata within the recurrent score categories did show some variation, and it was a small sample size, the confidence intervals overlapped, but I think this is a very important point to be made. Recurrent scores should not be looked at as a very narrow range of risk.